let's move on to verse 37.
前面就是讲不可以歧视啊。三十四节先，三十四节只是我告诉你们什么事都不可起。
Verse 34 here, but I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven.
不要，什么事都不可以起。
Don't swear, but under what condition?
清楚不清楚啊？
Is it clear to, with us?
任何一种都不可以。
No matter under what condition, we shouldn't be swearing.
底下说，第三十七节。
And then 37.
你们的话说是，是就说是，不是就说不是。若是多说，就是出于那恶者。或者说小子活捉是从恶里出来的。
Verse 37, simply let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
从恶出来的。
Whatever that is, then it comes from the evil one.
不可以歧视。
We should not be swearing.
其实问题不是在讲歧视，晓得吗？
As you can see, the problem is not just with the swearing itself.
是在讲别的。
Christ was pointing at something else.
因为啊，人人都晓得啊，歧视啊是不要紧的。
Because everyone seems to take the swearing so easily.
我呢，如果是这样，我会死啦。
We say if I, you know, if I'm a certain way, then I'm going to die.
不要说多少次了，都没有死到。
No matter how many times we said that if I don't do certain thing, I'll die, and yet I still live.
很多人常常讲的，始终没有死嘛，还在哪里嘛。
Even though we said it over and over again, it never takes place.
所以我们老经验啊，就拼命歧视好了。
That's why, based on our experience, we just tend to take our swearing very loosely.
我如果是这样，我将来会怎样怎样？他想着不会的，不会的。
Sometimes people tell others that, you know, if I do certain things, you know, some bad thing will happen to me, and yet the person knows that it never takes place anyway.
那么请问，为什么要歧视啊？
So may I ask you why people want to swear?
那个目的就是要证明自己是清白的，是好的，是不是？
The intent was to prove to others that, you know, I'm innocent.
那么若是我清白呢，已经清白了，也就不必证明我清白。
If indeed I am blameless, there is no need for me to prove it.
很多时候啊，越证明自己清白，就是越不清白。
Very often we can tell that the harder a person tries to prove his innocence,the easier we can tell that the person has something wrong with him.
他说是，说是。
Christ told us, let our yes be yes.
不是就说不是。
And let our no be no.
我认为基督所有的教训呢，最简单的是这一个，这个最简单。
To me, among, all the teachings of Christ, this is the most straightforward.
是。
If it's yes,
就说是。
Say yes.
不是。
If it's no,
就说不是。
Then say no.
简单吗？
Can it be more simple than this?
就两个字
，just two words，
是
，yes and no，
是，不是，但是不简单哦，这个很不简单哦。
Even though two words we know to carry them out is not simple。
现在如果这样，这个人是傻瓜。
If we are like so as Christ has taught us, people may take us as a fool these days。
很多人讲的东西啊，是的讲成不是的，不是的讲成是的。
Because the way people do things, they will twist it around, even though it's true, they make it untrue。
对。他说若是多说就是从恶里面出来的。
Christ told us here anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
从里头恶里头出来的。
It comes from the evil one.
所以千万不要加油加醋啦。
So let's be reminded that do not add on to anything to whatever we're saying.
多一点都不行。
Even a slightest exaggeration is not, shouldn't be so.
他是讲那个恶。
Christ here pointed out the evil ones.
他把不是就变是。
The evil ones turned the no to yes.
那么就多说。
He just, you know, add a few words.
他是讲他的根呐。
Christ is pointing to the root of the problem.
始终这段圣经啊，一直在讲根。
If you read carefully, this whole passage here deals with the root of the problem.
这个主的这个教导啊，他的这个言论呐、啊。他从里面讲出来的时候，段段都在讲跟你这个第一章里，这个第五章的这开头的这一段圣经里面，很着重都是讲里头的。
If you read carefully this chapter 5 here, you notice that every teaching Christ gave has to do with the root of the problem.
后面都是了。
Now, so it's the same in chapter 6 and 7.
请你们看一看38。我们从三十八读起，好不好
？Why don't we move on to verse 38？
不过呢，我们就不读两次哈。从三十八读起， 你们听见有话说，以眼还眼，以牙还牙，只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来由他打；有人想要告你，要拿你的里衣连袜也由他拿去；有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走二里；有求你的就给他，有向你接待的不可推辞。你们听见有话说，就是圣经的话，从前古时候的话，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以，这样才可以做你们天父的儿子。因为他，因为你的爸爸是叫日头照好人，也叫坏照歹人，照坏人降雨给义人，也给不义的人。你们若单爱了爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样行吗？你们若单请弟兄，你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Okay. Just read from verse 38 throughout to verse 48.
这个很奇怪的，到世界的律法公道，人打我眼睛，我打他眼睛。
According to the norm of people, if someone strike me on the eye, I'm going to strike him back.
这叫以眼还眼。
This is the eye for the eye.
他打掉我个牙齿，我也打掉他一个。
If the person knock off a tooth of mine, I'll do the same to him.
以牙还牙。
This is called tooth for a tooth.
这种叫公道。
This is what the,
所以有人
the people call as fairness.
所以呢，比方说有人杀人了，他后来就被杀的公道。
So when people will kill someone, they get killed afterwards. That's being fair.
基督讲不可以。
But Christ told us not so.
你要爱他。
You have to love the person.
为他祷告。
You have to pray for the person.
这奇怪，这个道啊，比较深刻。
This is more penetrating, a deeper meaning.
这比普通的世界的教导深很多。
It is much more so than the ordinary teaching.
左脸，
if someone strikes you on the left,
打你的右脸，
you let him strike your right also.
左脸给他打，
you let him strike your left.
那有人就说了
，and then someone will may complain.
比方说，德国人打英国
，for example, you know, when the German attacked the British,
打到伦敦了
，they got all the way to London.
那把英国人说连 Glasgow 都送给你。
Should the English give their Glasgow away too?
把这个苏格兰也送给你。
Should they give up the Scotland too?
不，这里不是讲打仗啊。
But this is not what Christ was teaching here.
这里不是在讨论世界大战。
This is not the teaching on the world war.
不要讲到那边去，因为根本不相干的。
So do not extend to something which is not related.
这里是讲以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
Christ's teaching here has to do with eye for an eye and the tooth for a tooth.
以脸还脸，对不对？
And if someone strikes you, you know, sure, you strike him back.
你打我右脸。
If you strike me on the right,
你打我右边哦。
And or you have strike me on the right,
我也打你右边。
So I'll strike you on the right also.
千万不要打左边，因为他是打我右边嘛，对吧？
You shouldn't strike him on the left because he strikes you on the right.
这叫公道啊。
This is what we call fairness.
你没有过分嘛啊。
I haven't gone beyond the limit.
他打我左边，我也打他左边。
If the person strikes me on the left, I'll strike him on the left also.
那么他就不敢打人。
So that the person won't dare to do the same to me.
我们在外头啊，就不敢了哇，因为人家会打你嘛。
We do not
试试看。
We do not dare to bother the people because we know they will strike back.
基督说，这个是世界的办法。
But Christ taught us here, this is the teaching of the earth.
他打我。
When the person strikes me,
我就不以脸还脸。
I will not strike him back.
我就让他。
I just let it be.
偏偏他有不知气哦。
But it turned out that the person didn't stop there.
很多人不知气的。
Now many people are like that.
如果啊，他得寸就进一次，他得一寸就进一次。
If you don't strike him back, he will take a further action.
他打我的右脸。
After he has struck me on the right.
哇，算了哈。
Well, I say, well, just let it be.
他又打左边了。
But then he will strike me on the left too.
这一下就想不到。
I just couldn't imagine that he will do that.
那么如果你发脾气说，哎，我是让你的话，你不要弄错我，那个就不像了，是吧？
You get mad and say the tell the person, you know, I didn't strike you back. I tried to give you a chance.
这里说是爱他。
So when you get mad, that's the wrong attitude because Christ taught us here that we should love the person.
还要为他祷告。
Moreover, you have to pray for the person.
爱他都难了，为他祷告更难。怎么祷告？我请教你们。
我问你们，如果有人砸你两千，怎么为他祷告？主啊，我痛得很。
Isn't it difficult, you know, to love a person when he strikes you? But Christ here asks us to pray for the person.
这一点是为他祷告。
But Christ told us here that we should pray for the person.
这种是很高的标准。
This is a very, very high standard.
不但是深刻，是一种世界没有的标准。
Not only has a very deep meaning to it, but it's something that the world just cannot afford.
很有意思啊！如果基督的教导不是超过人世间的，那么那个教导也就是微不足道了，算不得什么。
It's extremely interesting to know the fact that if Christ teaching doesn't surpass the earthly teaching, then there's not much value in it either. Or you may think that such teaching has such a high standard.
是太高嘛?
Indeed, it has a high standard.
所以要像你的天父完全一样，像他。
That's why Christ's teaching to us is that we should be wholesome like the Heavenly Father.
你说高不高啊?
Don't you think that has a high standard?
不是像人啊。
His teaching is that we shouldn't copy anyone.
像神啊。
Instead, we should be like God himself.
你不爱他，他爱你，你看没有道理咯。
If the person doesn't love you, and yet you have to love him.
很多反对教会的人后来悔改做基督徒。
Many people who are against the Christians, and yet later on when they were converted.
保罗就是一个。
You can see among them as Apostle Paul.
像这样保罗要他干什么？请问。
Such a person like Paul, you know, why should you want such a person?
你害教会害到这种地步。
He persecuted church to such an extent.
你啊，是喜欢寻道的时候，你站在旁边，你看一路好笑，一路欢喜。
When people stoned Stephen, he was standing there watching, and he was happy for that.
我啊，不刑罚你都好的啦。
If I don't punish you, then you're just lucky.
还给你悔改来做基督徒啊。
Why would I give you the chance for you to come back to become a Christian?
做了基督徒还给你做传道。
And after you have become a Christian, I even give you a chance to become the messenger.
你让你够资格做传道，请问最不够资格是保罗了。
If we look at it, Paul was one of the most unworthy ones to be a preacher.
啊，天赋不同啊。
But it's different with our God.
我们就是这样啦。
We are all the same.
常常离开主。
We drift away from the Lord very often.
常常埋怨。
Very often we have our complaints.
常常得罪神。
Very often we sin against God.
他是要我们的。
And yet he always welcomes us with a
open arm. 不要啊，连骨头都没有了。
If not so, what chance do we have?
他同我们计较啊，我们就不得了了。
If he goes over the book with us, we just do not have any chance at all.
其实啊，神要对付人很容易的。
Actually, if God needs to deal with us, it doesn't take him anything.
他叫太阳照好人，不照坏人。
If he can allow the sun to shine only on the good and not shine on the evil ones.
你爱我就下雨。
If you love me, then I'll give you rain.
啊，你是反对神，你没有神的，就不给你下雨。
If you resist me, I won't give you the rain.
一不下雨啊，干掉了就了了。
If you don't have rain, you become barren.
神不是人咯。
God is not a human.
神有一个大量的爱。
He has an infinite love towards us.
现在基督就是讲这个爱。
And that's what Christ was trying to teach us about.
今天大家读第五章，什么读读，挑出来读读，你就晓得啊，这种教导啊，是很深刻的。
What I have just done is just to highlight for you some of the teachings that Christ.
而且这个教导是更高的。
So hopefully you can see that he has a real deep teaching here, and it's a teaching with a very high standard.
一个高的标准。
It has a very high standard.
圣经里面常常发现更高标准。
You can find that throughout the Bible here.
现在我又回来了。在基督的言论里头
，Among Christ's teachings,
有很多是讲道，很多是讲道。
There are many preachings.
他讲道给人听。
He preached to the group, to the crowd.
那就是言论了。
That was his teachings too.
有时候不是。
But sometimes it's not preaching.
还有一种不是。
There's another kind also.
它是有一件事情发生。
It came about because something has taken place.
主耶稣呢，解答那种问题。
And Christ was trying to analyze for them the situation.
他讲了几句话。
After he has said something.
那几句话就是基督的言论。
From those, you can see that the, they are Christ teachings also.
怎么说法？再来过。有很多都是讲道，所以很容易说啊，这是基督言论，这很容易明白。
It's easy for us to recognize Christ's teaching from his preachings.
但是有一些他不是去讲道。
But in some other occasions, he wasn't giving any sermon.
有一件事发生了。
But because something has taken place.
或者有人问他什么了。
So, or maybe some occasions people ask him something.
他就大几句话。
And he used the occasion to tell them something.
那个答复就是基督言论。
Answer to them are his teachings also.
很有意思。
It's very interesting.
它很短。
Sometimes it may be very brief.
但是啊，那个标准，那个教导都是很高的。
But the teachings and the standard may be very high.
我想这样讲不好，我们来看一段圣经啊，短短的就清楚了。请看马太福音第十八章。
Maybe we'll use an illustration here in the Bible. Turn to Matthew, if you please, chapter 18.
啊，我第一天就告诉你们，马太是以言论最出名的，记得不记得？
I share with you the fact on the first evening that Matthew is famous for Christ's sermons.
所以今天晚上我现在看马太，马太，马太，就是因为马太是以基督的言论为特色。
That's why we spend most of our time around Matthew tonight because that's the distinction of this gospel.
马太十八章二十一。
Matthew 18 verse 21.
哇，读一次好不好？读一次哈，这我意思是不必翻了。那时彼得近前来，对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？他自己到了，到七次可以吗？”耶稣说：“我对你说，不是到七次。”乃是到七十个七次。那么这一段经文是很出名的。
Verse 21 and 22 are really famous sayings of Christ.
就是讲到饶恕人要饶恕七十个七。
It has to do with the fact that we should forgive people 70 times 7 times.
我们中间，我大胆说好不好？没有一个合格。
Maybe I dare to say that none of us can meet this.
也没有一个人饶恕过人七十个七。
I don't think there's any one of us who has ever forgiven anyone 70 times 70.
第一次已经不太开心了。
Maybe after the first instance, we are kind of upset already.
第二次真是有点生气了。
We begin to get mad when it takes place the second time.
第三次已经瞪眼睛了。
And we just, you know, stare at a person when it happens the third time.
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
我一直饶恕他，他一直干过来，这怎么搞的？
How can I keep forgiving the person if he keep doing that?
我一直马马虎虎，但是他不马虎，他一直追过来，这什么道理啊？
Even though I try to take it lightly, and yet the person seems to be taking advantage.
那么这个世界的标准呢，就很低。
Now the worldly standard is pretty low.
他说对，你再对他。
If the person antagonizes you, you can do the same.
给他一个教训。
So that you can teach him.
他才晓得做人。
So next time he'll know what is proper then.
对吗？如果饶恕他一两次，算很有涵养功夫了。
Maybe you know if we have the capacity to forgive the person once or twice, we have a lot of self-discipline already.
很不错了。
I think we rank among the good people.
都不多，都不多。
Still, it's not quite enough.
彼得知道。
Peter was well aware of that.
所以他说啊，我饶恕他七次可以吗？
So Peter asked Christ, is it enough if I forgive the person 7 times?
我看他讲到这里啊，他有点洋洋自得的。
Maybe he was quite satisfied with himself.
因为啊，彼得啊是比较认真的人啊，我饶恕他七次可以吗？
To feel that maybe, you know, he has the capacity to forgive someone 7 times.
我坦诚说啊，若是你能饶恕七次，标准已经很高。
Well, I can share with you frankly, if you know, any one of us can forgive someone 7 times, we are doing pretty good already.
你有没有饶恕过一个人七次啊？
Did we ever forgive a person 7 times in a row?
想想看啊。没有啊。七次啊。
7 times.
还了得。
Well, it's really demanding a lot from us.
你当我傻瓜。
Whom do you think I am?
七次还了得啊。
You think I'm a fool that I keep forgiving you 7 times?
说难怪彼得讲他包啊，耶稣包赞他，难怪我总算没有看错人啊，彼得啊，你了不得。
So Peter was expecting Christ to praise him that he was very good, that he can forgive someone seven times.
想不到啊，主耶稣一点都没有赞他，真是想不到。
But he wasn't expecting the Christ that would demand more from him.
他说不止七次。
Christ told him seven times is not enough.
七十个七次。
Instead of 70 times 7.
我相信广东人是啊，彼得都傻呆啊。
I think Peter must be all stricken by the time.
七次，从来没有听见过的。
What do you expect from me? 70 times 7 times?
知道吗？基督的教导是从来没有听见过的。
Indeed, you know, we have never heard of teachings like the kind that Christ gave.
是吧？你就觉得啊，这了不得了，老树人要490次啊。
It's really demanding a lot from us to forgive someone 490 times.
七十个去吧，好，好不好？哇，这好厉害，490都不得了了。
It's really demanding that 490 times.
这没有可能。
It's almost impossible.
这没有可能的原因是你都数都会数错的吧。
The reason is that we get confused when we start counting.
啊，你数了，我现在就七十八次了，就七十九了，你这数怎么都。数到四百九，我相信都广东话才讲清楚，都搞拧塞啊，都弄得乱糟糟的，都弄不清楚了。
If we start counting, pretty soon we'll get confused.
啊，就像一个小孩子啊，有人就对他了。
You know, like a kid, sometimes when person offends him,
要行耶稣的教训。
In order to carry out Christ's teaching,
他就跑到厨房。
So this kid ran to the kitchen.
拿个小刀子。
And he took a small knife.
把那个门框上轻轻的划一条线在那里。
And he you know, drew a line on the door.
一次是一次。
That means once.
他又得罪我了。
He has offended me again.
再划一条。
So put a second strike.
可能啊，用力一点了。
Maybe this time put a little bit more force on it.
他真的不懂事，又得罪我了。
Well, the person has offended me again, second time.
又得罪我了，第三条了。
So I go to the kitchen and mark down a third time.
画到后来，他不要画。
Pretty soon he'll give up.
画到什么时候
？Now, how long it's going to take me?
你如果算多少次，你根本就不会饶恕人。
If we start counting the number of times, I think it's just beyond us to forgive someone.
凡是算多少次的人，都是不会饶恕人的。
Now, for those of us who start counting the number of times we have forgiven people, I think it's just beyond us to forgive people.
所以耶稣这样讲，绝不是说饶恕490次，绝不是这个意思。
So the reason Christ told us, gave us a number here, he wasn't so much of the number of times we should be doing that.
我听见世界一个名人演说。
One time I heard a real famous saying.
就两个国家打仗。
It has to do with two countries at war.
后来他打败了。
And then one of them lost.
那个打胜的人呢就演说。
And the winner gave a speech.
是吧？我们呢宽大对待他。
Well, the person saying, you know, we will treat them very open, nicely.
我们啊已经超过了490次了嘛。
Because we have exceeded 490 times already.
我听我想想看，你怎么能够算得出来还超过490？这一二三四五六七八这帮数嘛，你怎么算得出来的呢
？So after I heard him, I questioned how could he keep track of the number of times?
那么主耶稣到底在说什么呢
？So what was Christ trying to teach us here?
他意思是说。比你所想的最高的标准还高很多很多很多很多。
He was just trying to tell us that what we think is the best standard, but the expectation from God is much, much, much more so than that.
如果你有的算都不算数。
If you will spend time to count that, it's just in vain.
超过你所想的，超过你所算的。
Because it's way beyond.What you and I can imagine.
我认为讲老树的道啊，讲到这里是讲的登峰造极了。
I think that the sermon on forgiveness has reached its peak here.
那么我在这个讲台已经讲过两三次老树的道了。
I have shared with you two, three times the sermon of forgiveness here.
因为啊，这是一个最高的标准，最难的标准。
Because this is one of the most demanding standards on earth.
我昨天还问你们心里面有没有什么人你不能够老树的，你恨他。
Last night I was asking if there's any one of us here who one person that we cannot forgive in the past.
我只留心看看啊。
So I just look at you closely.
有人摇头，我很欢喜。
I was really glad to see that some people were shaking their head.
心里面有没有什么人你通不过恨他的？怎么都通不过？
有人摇头，我说哈，大卫总不错，这算很好成绩啊。
So when I was asking, is there any one of us here who cannot forgive someone? You know, I heard,、I saw someone shaking the head, so I was real happy about that.
意思没有，没有人在我里头。
Namely, there's nobody in me that I cannot forgive.
我完全宽恕。
Because I can forgive everyone.
如果没有，你很大福气啊。
If there's no such person in your heart, then you are really blessed.
因为你生气是很苦恼的嘛。
Because it's such an agony to be in anger.
而且伤你的身体的嘛。
And it hurts you physically also.
这一身苦恼干什么呢？
Why should you live in such an agony all the time?
这个恼是不是人的好处啊，是你的好处啊。
Well, we should、be aware of the fact that when we forgive people, we are the one who is benefited most.
好，这是第二种言论了。
This is the second kind of teaching.
就是有人问他什么，或者某一件事情发生，他答复，他解答那个问题，虽然短短的，这一行都是基督的言论。
This kind came about after people have asked him a question.
后来，第三类呢
？And the third kind,
就是有时候他怕讲不清楚。
Sometimes he was concerned that the people couldn't understand him clearly.
他就加一个比喻在后头。
So he just used an illustration.
啊，我看主耶稣很会讲道的。
To me, Christ was a great preacher.
他总是要你懂。
He was concerned that we can all understand him.
他道是很深啊。
His teaching may be very deep.
啊，但他要你懂。
Yet he expects all of us to understand him.
所以有时候他在这个教训后面他再加一个比方，让你一听你就明白了。
That's why very often he added an illustration after his teaching.
那么现在呢，后面有一个比方。
So we'll come to one right now.
这个比方是什么呢
？What is it？
这讲到有一个人
，It concerns a person here.
23跌到末了。
Starting from verse 23 to the end.
有一个人。有人欠他1000万银子。
a person here, someone owes him a lot of money, 10,000 talents.
哇，我们中间没有人欠过这么多的。
I don't think any one of us have someone owing us that kind of money.
1000万。
10,000 talents.
他呢，没有得偿还。
And the person cannot pay back.
那个主人呢，就把妻子儿女所有东西都要卖来偿还。
So the owner there wanted to sell everything this person has.
那么那个仆人呢
？Pay back the debt.
就拜他了。
So the servant fell on his knees.
他说主啊，宽容我啊，我一定偿还啦。
Here 26, he said, well, be patient with me because I will try to pay back everything.
那个主人啊，一受感动。
And the master here was moved.
就把他放了。
And he canceled his debt.
也免了他的债。
And then let him go.
不必还了。
You don't have to pay me back.
很少听见啊。
It's very seldom that we hear something like that.
可能的。
It's almost impossible.
好，免了他的债。
He canceled all his debt.
那么他呢就出去了。
And then this person went out.
有一个人欠了他10两银子。
And then he ran into someone who owed him 100 denarii.
这个十两真的很少嘛。
It's a very, very small quantity.
10个盎司。
10 ounces of gold.
很少嘛
，a very small quantity.
他就捉住他
，and yet he got hold of him.
拉住，
他就这样 ，and he tried to choke him.
揪住他，掐住他的喉咙。
He grabbed hold of his
throat. 好厉害，这个人好厉害啊！一定要你还。
No, he demanded a payback.
啊，他说我还不出，我将来一定还你啊。
The person was saying, no, I cannot pay you now. Be patient, I'll pay you back.
不可以，把他下在监牢里。
No, he.Instead, he threw him into the prison.
一直等到他还清才放出来。
Meaning that, you know, he has to stay there until he can pay back all the debt.
那么有人就把这件事去告诉那个主人了。
So someone told the master.
这个主人就生气啊。
And the master got very upset.
哈，你一千万我都不要你还。
I have canceled your such a big debt that you owe me.
别人只有十两，你就掐住人的喉咙了。
And yet someone owes you only 10 ounces and you grab hold of his throat.
下在监牢里头了。
And throw him into the prison.
哎呀，这个主人就生气啊。
So this master becomes very mad.
就把他交给掌刑的，就是要受刑罚了。
So that he turned him to someone to punish him.
要等他还清所欠的债。
And it will hold him up until he can repay everything.
主耶稣讲了一个结论。
And then Christ gave us a conclusion.
所以你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
Verse 35, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
其实这个比喻就是前面的这个道。
This illustration here it just follows the same teaching as what was being said earlier.
所以啊，我把这个言论的比喻把它圈在一堆的原因就是这个缘故了。
That's why I tie the teaching with the parables that Christ gave.
那么这个比喻啊，讲得好。
This is a very good parable.
他是说人亏欠神有一千万。
It points out to us that we owe a great deal to the Lord himself.
人欠人不过一点点。
What people owe us is a very, very small quantity. Maybe 10 alms.
这个对不对啊？我们得罪神，我们在世界上犯罪多得很啊。
Many, many times we have offended God ourselves.
我们从小犯罪。
We start sinning ever since we are young.
从小讲错话骂人，整罗整罗的讲。
Our sins